foreign policy. But is it his foreign policy? No. It is the new global foreign policy. And that is why Barack Obama has been towing the mark to ingratiate himself to the entire Islamic world so as to position himself to be able to bring forward, through obfuscating the obvious as a master deceiver, to bring about the implementation of a new global so-called foreign policy to violate the sovereignty of nations and ultimately to come against Israel, just as the prophet Zechariah foretold. Behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling unto all the people about. Thanks for joining us here on Viewpoint. I urge you to become a partner, friends, day after day. We're preparing the way of the Lord for history's final hour. This is a very difficult time. We need your assistance as much or more than ever before. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. God bless you. Prepare the way of the Lord for history's final hour.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Christmas.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Melody Cederstrom. Hi, Melody. How are you doing?
Just fine, Dr. Stan. Thank you very much.
Well, tell us what's going on as far as the financial situation. Now, for our listeners who don't know, Melody is with Discount Gold and Silver. She sells gold and silver, but she stays on top of what's happening financially, and we always enjoy having her with us. Tell us what's your view of what's taking place today.
Well, there's so many things taking place today, and being involved in gold, and I'm surprised that we're still at the $1,400 level. It should be trading much higher, but I think most listeners and folks out there know that also, that are involved with gold. But, you know, we have a true debt problem. It's just not a business problem. And you know, the true solution to the problem has everything to do with gold. And, you know, I believe things, our system, not only here, but the whole financial system around the world is beyond repair. And I don't think there's any desire to repair it, because I think those who have the ability to repair it realize that they can't. And so they do, and they promote, and they continue to do what's necessary to keep things floating along until whatever happens, whatever event, whatever situation that they can no longer control, or comes, what I say, from left field, affects what their ability to control, will change things. And with that one instant, people everywhere will know what's going on. People will lose many, many things. And it will be a rude awakening for many. And, you know, it's programs like yours, Dr. Stan, who educate people on what truly goes on. And I believe there's so many different elements that are involved in what is happening, that so much of it is hard to understand for a lot of folks. But I think if you just go back to the simplicity, and it's not simple by any means, but if you go back to the basics and you look to what happens when a nation, when a country has a fiat currency, and the continued deceleration of the decline, when you have that fiat currency, when it's not backed by anything, when there is no regulation, when they can just print as much money, these are the outcomes that we have, all these elements that are happening that we see today in here, not only in this country, but everywhere else around the world. And it's going to continue. And again, I don't believe there's a repair. They can't. So we have to do what we can do. And, you know, we need to prepare. Just like everything else, the more prepared you are, the less you will be affected. We're still going to be affected in some manner. But when you're prepared, you can deal with it. And I think that is so important, not just in your finances, not when it's just dealing with gold and silver, but so many other things. You know, food, we talk about food, water, relationships. I mean, things that you wouldn't think of, we need to settle and get straight.
Well, I certainly agree with you. And basically what people don't understand is that about the last 8 months, why the dollar has lost 17% of its value. Just so far this year, the dollar has lost about 7% of its value. And if you look and see what's happening around the world, why the whole financial structure of the world is beginning to deteriorate. And what you're seeing here in the United States is the government is creating massive amounts of money out of nothing. We call it quantitative easing. We've had quantitative easing one. We're in the process of quantitative easing two. There will probably be quantitative easing three and four, and until basically they have effectively destroyed the value of our currency. What does that mean to you? It means that everything you've worked for your entire life will be destroyed, and certainly you better start making plans for that. Well, Melody, certainly as we see what's happening, that's unfolding, that we hear about, of course, you know, why, my goodness, the labor market's doing better. It's dropped. Unemployment's dropped from 9.8% to 8.9%. Isn't that wonderful? The only trouble is if you look at the figures, few jobs have been created. So why in heaven's name would the unemployment rate be dropping when there are very few new jobs out there? Can you explain that to me?
Well, let's tell the people that can't find jobs or have to take a lesser job, and that's what they do. They take a lesser job, that one that's less paying. They lose their benefits. They're just out there to survive. And so many of them just fall off the record that they're not counted anymore. So, it's, you know, they give up. They go off the books, and they survive. So there's a lot of people that aren't. You know, unemployment is not going down. And, again, they just make up the numbers as far as I'm concerned. And I know they do that. I've been told. I remember I had a very good friend who worked for the Agriculture Department. He was in charge. People gave him the reports, the stats, and he was in charge of just putting them in order and giving them to be released. And he said so many times, I mean, nobody met their deadline. He says they just pull numbers from the sky. They just make up numbers in order to make sure that they had a number to give him to meet the deadline. And I believe that's, and this goes back, he did those, you know, 30 years ago. So things haven't changed, and again, I don't believe any of the numbers that come out of government agency as far as what is, and you know, they just adjust to keep panic from coming into the market, to keep people feeling good so they can stay calm.
Well, I think it's very interesting that John Williams, who runs the website Shadow Stats, and of course he's an independent economist, not employed by the government, I don't think we can pretty well rely upon what he says. I think the government officials make up statistics, and when I say make up statistics, that's what I mean. They make them up out of thin air. But John Williams says that the real unemployment, if you look at it, is about 22%. Now, that is the people who are unemployed and receiving unemployment benefits, the people who are unemployed and not receiving unemployment benefits, the people who are underemployed, and the people who have simply given up looking for work. We're looking about 22%. If you compile the statistics today, as they did certainly during the Depression, they've altered the means by which they compile the statistics to deceive the American people. The last thing they want is for the American people to know just how bad things really are. And we'll be back in a moment with Melody Cedarstrom. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Melody Cedarstrom. My telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you got a question or comment, don't hesitate to give us a call. But we're basically talking about the fact that they're telling us the unemployment rate is going down. And of course, it's the old idea that figures don't lie, but liars figure. Government employees are told to rig the statistics. If you read Shadow Stats, which is published by John Williams, That's shadowstats.com, published by John Williams, an independent economist who we certainly rely upon for reliable information. He figures that the true unemployment, that is, people who are unemployed and receiving government benefits, people who are unemployed and no longer receiving government benefits because they've run out of their eligibility, are people who are underemployed and people who have simply given up looking for work. The unemployment rate's about 22%, which is a disaster. And you can't get the economy going when you have a persistent unemployment rate like that. And, of course, the reason we have the high unemployment is because the entire world economy is slowing down. Now, this is all happening intentionally. Basically, the major American corporations have almost $2 trillion they're sitting on it. Why are they sitting on it and not investing? Because they're in on the scam. They're part of the what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. And then, of course, we have the banks. I mean, they're sitting, I should say the great corporations are sitting on about $1.9 trillion. The banks are sitting on $3 trillion. And they're in on this as well. They want to destroy our economy. Why would they do that? Well, ladies and gentlemen, there I believe there's a timetable out there. And I believe this is the time to begin to transform the world into the new world order. But before they do that, they have to destroy the economy of the first world nations as they build up the economy of the third world nations. So our major banks, if they're investing at all, are investing in China. They're investing in India, they're investing in Brazil, they're investing in Russia, they're investing in other nations, they're not investing here. So they can lower our economy and raise the economy elsewhere. How do we know that this is part of a plan? Why, David Rockefeller tells you that on page 405 of his memoirs. We've read, of course, the Earth Charter, written by David Rockefeller's nephew, Stephen Rockefeller. You can read it. It's up on the internet. The whole idea is to raise living standards elsewhere, lower them here, or as they say, equitable distribution of wealth among nations. Well, let's go to John calling from Spokane. And hi, John. Do you have a question for Melody?
I have a comment if you would like to.
All right, you go ahead. What's your comment?
Yeah. On the problems that are going on, the criminal conspiracy of monopoly manipulation has produced four wrongs. One is police states to eliminate freedom and liberty, and number two is communist corporations to destroy property rights. Number three is licensed registrations to criminalize personal privacy, and four is mandatory propaganda membership to ban Christian truth. Career politicians reveal more dedicated preference for symbolic imagery while pronouncing condemnation against constitutional patriots and truth of reality. And I really enjoy your phrase that you use, politics of theater. I really enjoy that.
Political theater is the phrase you certainly use that. But Melody, how would you respond to John? What do you think about his four points he's making?
Well, very much so. I mean, these are all parts of which you take and strip the rights and freedoms away and liberties from the people of the nation. And it is part of the agenda in which they can, that they need in place in order to complete.
And basically what people really don't understand, John, is everything is in place, basically. Mm-hmm. Everybody is numbered, whether it's you have a Social Security number, you have a driver's license number, you have your Visa card number. Everybody is numbered. They have your telephone number very often. When you want to call in to get something, they will ask your telephone number. That identifies you. They have their video cameras every place. I mean, even the new, of course, laptop computers have a built-in camera, a microphone, so you can talk to your friends through that. Isn't that nice? But they can also watch you through that camera. They have the software so that even if it's turned off, your laptop is turned off, and it's the top is up, they can watch you with that. And we know the software is available. Is it installed? I can't say. That's top secret. We can't let the public know. We do know that some of the new iPods and various things have a camera on both sides. Why would they want a camera on the back? Well, that means when you lay it down, they can still listen and watch from the other side, unless you throw a coat over the top of it. And so they basically have everybody has their cards, their grocery cards, Social Security card, their Visa card. They keep a record of everything you buy, of every telephone call you make. They know where you were, by what tower it was in, and those are permanent records. Everything you buy, a permanent record kept of that. They have dossiers. The CIA collects dossiers. The FBI collects dossiers. The NSA collects dossiers. The DARPA collects dossiers. And then, of course, they're all correlated to the fusion centers. The American people really can't fathom what's really going on. They've never even heard of a fusion center. Fortunately, we have the Internet. They can go up there and check it out. They have the GPS. They can watch us with GPS. They can track our cell phones with the GPS. They can track your car with the GPS. They know exactly where your house and every other house in the entire world is with a GPS localizer from space. And those satellites up there aren't there up to watch the wicked Russians. They're up there to watch the people in America who might not want to go along with the New World Order, and we could go certainly into the InfraGuard, system of spies they have. Look up in the Internet, InfraGuard, InfraGard, a FBI program, sponsored finance program, where your neighbors are being financed to spy on you. Of course, in the name of fighting the wicked Osama bin Laden, who's hiding in a cave in Pakistan. He wants to take away our freedom. That's why we've got to have them spying on every American. Melody, these things are going on. Why don't the American people see that this is all steps towards the totalitarian regime echelon, where they listen to every telephone call in the entire world? ECHELON. I wonder how many people have really gotten onto the Internet to look up echelon to find out it's true. What are your thoughts, Melody?
Well, you know, I always said that Y2K, people laugh about Y2K, but I do believe there was a purpose behind Y2K. The world became connected. They needed this connection around the world in order to complete these various steps and to be able to do what they do with the satellites and everything. And they conditioned the people to embrace this technology as good so they can promote it. So people do buy these. They did have to update their computers. They did have to get the computers with the new software, and they had to get all of the modern issues, and now people have basically become addicted to it because they have to have the latest, the most modern, all the gadgets, all the bells and whistles. I mean, that's the only thing they can, this is their entertainment anymore, and this is what they've been conditioned to believe this is what they need to have. And it, to me, and it not only starts out, I believe, Y2K, but you mentioned the grocery store cards. I mean, I remember when they first came out, really in the early 90s, some people just thought it was awful, and I'll guarantee you most of these people now are carrying one around because they get the discounts at the grocery stores. Prices are so high, you try to get the most difficult, you know, the best price that you can because prices are rising so significantly. So we're even put into positions to where, you know, people might try to save a few dollars. So, I mean, it is all part, and you know, it's funny, Dr. Stans, I hate to keep saying it's the plan, it's the agenda, but it is, because none of this would come all into place. And it is simply amazing how it is accepted. And people often say the Internet is the best creation of ever because there's so much information, you can find anything. There is some good news that's getting out. Some people do learn about things, but I believe the Internet is far more evil than any good that it provides.
Amen. John, do you have anything else to say before we let you go?
Yeah, I just wanted to add that George Orwell's novel, 1984, has become a reality.
I think you're actually right.
And that's
right.
Real scary.
The Brave New World of Aldous Huxley and Sidney and George Orwell is here today, and the average individual doesn't even understand what's taking place because it's all supposedly just to make it more convenient, because it's all to protect us from the wicked Osama bin Laden, who's been dead for many years. Anyway, God bless, John, and thanks very much.
Thank you.
Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and that's the first time John has called. But his thoughts are clear, concise, and we should be concerned about the things he talked about. We are moving towards this totally controlled society, and they have so many distractions, whether it's, oh my goodness, what's happening over there in Libya, oh, what's happening over there in China, and, of course, the danger of a meltdown. Oh, what's happening with our financial situation here in America? Well, what the latest scandal is of somebody, of course, going to bed with somebody else's wife. All of these things, ladies and gentlemen, are distractions so that we will not be able to see clearly what is really going on in our society. The media is used, the television is used, to mold our minds, to form our thoughts, to create our reality. That's why you need to listen to programs like this, Sidney, and the other programs here at Alternative Radio. Well, Melody, what's happening as far as the prices? Certainly the prices seem to have sort of settled down, gold in the 1400, 1430 ratio, and
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income,
and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value, plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 3:16 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
If the municipalities default, what happens if the corporations default on their bonds? I may have to end up with 50, 40, 30, 20 cents on the dollar I invested. Well, I need to do something to try to keep ahead of things. The stock market looks good. I'll invest in the stock market. Maybe I can make money there. They don't understand the plunge protection team. It's called the Working Group on Financial Markets. That's the Working Group on Financial Markets. It is a government agency that manipulates the stock market. It's illegal. Well, and I shouldn't say it's illegal. It actually exists under an executive order. It goes back to the Reagan era, where, of course, the government was given the ability to manipulate the market to keep it from just dropping out and creating a panic. But whenever you pass a law, there's always the unintended consequences, and that's what we're seeing today. As the government actually, and this committee is made up of the Treasury Department, and you correct me, Melody, if I'm wrong, but the Treasury Department, the Federal Reserve, I think it's the SEC, the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, and the Commodity Exchange, representing those five organizations, regularly manipulate the stock market. And, of course, they have unlimited funds. After all, the Treasury can create money out of nothing. And so you'll see the stock market maybe really down seriously one day. And then 20 minutes before the end of the day, suddenly there's buying from the Cayman Islands and from Great Britain or from some other obscure place. That is the Working Group on Financial Markets interfering and bringing the market back up again. And you know it's manipulation because it always happens just before the end of the day. And they say, but fortunately, the market recovered. It didn't recover at all. It was manipulated up. They play games with our mind. Our perception is based upon the figures of the various Dow Jones and NASDAQ and other indices, and it's all created for us to entertain us and to give us the idea things are good where they really are not. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 if you have a question. But you must understand that the commodity market is manipulated, and certainly they artificially keep down the price of gold and silver. Certainly between the HSBC, that's the Hong Kong, Singapore Bank Corporation, and J.P. Morgan, they own 90% of massive numbers of shorts in the silver and gold market, and they are artificially keeping the prices down. Now, this is dishonest, in fact. Now, the lawsuit recently, within the last 2 weeks, was launched against J.P. Morgan and HSBC for manipulating the markets. Bet you didn't read that in your local newspaper. And probably, if it ever gets to court and they get an honest judge, well, they'll make it out a court settlement and you'll never hear about it, and then they'll continue doing the same thing. But it's all about manipulating our reality. Well, certainly, Melody, certainly, do you think the average person recognizes the fact that they're manipulating the stock market, manipulating the commodity market, manipulating the gold and silver markets so the public really won't know what's going on?
No, I don't. I think most people out there believe there's enough good out there to keep things from happening, even though they know there might be crooks and corruption and so forth, or they just feel powerless to do anything about it. But I think, you know, it's funny how they'll look to the politicians and the government and thinking that, you know, they're all crooks, but there's nothing they can do about it. But when it comes to the money and their finances and their investments, is I think they totally look at it completely differently, that there's enough, that there's no one group or person that could manipulate that, that there's enough in there and enough regulation and people watching it to keep it from happening. So, no, I don't think they would even accept, you know. And I, just like I was talking to someone earlier this week, we were talking about the birth certificate of Obama, and it's like, oh, well, he had to show something to become president. But no matter what you tell him, no matter what you say, he had to show it in order to become president. And I think that's how people are with their finances and the stock market. It's real. It couldn't be anything else. And they won't even listen.
Well, our job is not to force people to believe. We tell them the truth. And that is the one advantage, of course, of the Internet. You tell them, go up on the Internet and just check it out. I mean, so do you have it at your fingertips? If what we're selling you is not true, you'll know it very soon. But if it is true, you better understand that your reality is created for you. And you better start making steps to protect yourself and your family. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest, of course, is Melody Cederstrom for Discount Gold and Silver. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Basically, what's happening to the economy? Number one, the people continue losing their homes. Two, people continue losing their jobs. Three, major corporations continue moving overseas because, of course, the price of electricity, and because, of course, the Chinese are allowed to give all sorts of benefits and subsidies to American firms that move over there, and they're actively being encouraged to do that by our leaders who want to transfer the wealth of this country to other countries. That's what certainly the Earth Charter specifically specifies. And remember, the Earth Charter is written by Stephen Rockefeller, David Rockefeller's nephew, and it is part of the essential plan for America. Well, our guest, of course, is Melody Cederstrom. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And before we go on, Melody, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and why they should get in touch with you. Now, I should point out that Melody does help Radio Liberty, but we really appreciate her support, and we'd love to have her on as a regular guest. Now, how can people get in touch with you, and why should they get in touch with you?
They can call me at 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. And we're just about ready to launch our new website. We were able to fix the problem with the long domain name, but we're still giving that one out here for the next couple of weeks. DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net. You do have to spell everything out. DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net. And I think what we do best is, you know, we're really honest with our clients. We don't have an agenda when it comes to advising people how they should or what product they should purchase with gold, silver. We really look to the suitability. We do take a different look and a different, we listen. I mean, I listen to my clients when they talk to me. I listen to what they're trying to accomplish. I listen to their budgets. You know, I listen to what's important, whether they have children, their age. And sometimes it doesn't, I mean, you're still buying gold. That's the thing you want to purchase in order to preserve your purchasing power. That's the ultimate you want to do. You want to preserve your purchasing power through gold. People come to me with an example with large amounts and they want to put it all into silver. That's okay. That's their objective. That's what they want to do. But I still have to sleep at night, and gold is still the preservation of wealth. So people need to take a look at what they're buying and the fundamentals and what each one does, and I think that's so important. Usually no one will take the time or the energy to discuss things and to explain things, because that's the only way my clients can make an informed decision. They need to be informed with the truth. So we don't distort the truth. We don't distort what the products do. I believe all coins have a purpose, and the coins perform exactly how they're supposed to. But it's how they're distorted with the mistruths about them and the different prices that are charged and so forth that makes people confused. And so we try to take the confusion out of buying gold and silver. So that's what we do. And we have great prices. We have great service. Everything that we have to do from start to finish is done within 15 business days. I mean, certainly sometimes like Silver Eagles, there's delays in Silver Eagles. That's beyond my control. But everything that I can control, everything is usually done within 15 business days. And that's not to say sometimes it might take a little longer. Sometimes most of the times it's a lot shorter. But on average, and as a rule of thumb, it's 15 business days for the completion of a trade.
Well, now, is there a shortage of Silver Eagles at the present time? Those are the ones put out by the U.S. Mint.
Well, last week we did a stop ordering Silver Eagles. As of this Monday, there's about a two-week delay, two and a half weeks. I'll go 3 weeks because, you know, that way no one gets upset. And if they come sooner, that's fantastic. So there was about a week where they suspended the sales of Silver Eagles. It wasn't so much what happened as the Treasury was shorting allotments. We were only getting like half of the allotments that we were supposed to get. And there was rumor and speculation was because the Treasury had had a contract, a deadline to meet the 5-ounce silver coins that they began to mint a couple of months ago, and another one was due. So I was told that they felt that a lot of the time and energy was put into producing that. So, you know, who knows? But the Treasury can do what they want to do, but they are beginning to flow again. And so we're looking at about a 2 to 3 week delay delivery. But I tell all my clients, and they get to make that decision if they want to wait or not. I don't wait 3 or 4 weeks out and then say, oh, by the way, you know, it's going to be another 3 weeks. And I usually will not lock any prices in if it's a longer than a 3 to 4 week delay. I just don't like to do that. But we're up front, and that happens rarely. Usually a silver rounds. You're looking maybe about a week out, but by the time the funds get in and the funds are cleared, you know, that week is pretty well dissolved.
All right, fine. Somebody could call from Washington and wanted to know if their capital gains taxes due when you sell gold and silver coins. What do you tell them? Are the capital gains taxes due when you sell silver coins or gold coins?
I tell them to contact their accountant and discuss it with their accountant because we're not tax people. There are capital gains. There are some coins you can purchase that they do not generate 1099. So we cannot tell people to buy these coins to avoid 1099s because we get in trouble. But there is product that is very private product that you could purchase to many of my clients who have large, lots of times, usually if there's a death of a spouse and they want to sell their coins, they do want the 1099 generated anyway because they have to account for the income. So, you know, it's a choice, though, that you have. I believe if you go into, like, the $20 gold pieces, they do not generate a 1099. That doesn't mean you have to buy a rare coin. You can buy the low-grade coins, and 1099s are not generated. To me, that is the best way in order to distribute your wealth. If you have children, grandchildren that you want to pass down through, what better way to do it? I mean, it's very private. But so there's different things that you can do, but when it comes to taxes, that is up to, you know, contact your tax accountant.
All right, fine. Basically, my understanding is you have to, and they basically changed the laws so that if you sell silver or gold, they won't leave unless you get capital gains. They
right.
won't to pay regular income tax on it. They're doing everything they can
mm-hmm.
to keep people from having something to protect their wealth. They do not want you to be able to protect your wealth, so they're punishing you. But this whole system, ladies and gentlemen, is teetering on the edge of collapse. This has happened time and again down through the ages, and I fear it's going to happen here. And when it does, I think all of the government rules and regulations are going to go up in smoke, and I think it's going to be a chaotic situation. And hopefully the IRS will be one of the first things that is dissolved. Well, let's go to Herman, who's calling here from Carmel. Hi, Herman. How are you doing?
Great. This week, Barry Chamish, in his interview with you, mentioned that Libya has about 143 tons of gold in their central bank, which apparently is not affiliated with any other central bank. And he postulated how that gold might be spirited out of the country or close to the Chad border or buried in the sand. Do you have any information on this?
Melody, do you know anything at all about that?
I've seen the information about that, and certainly, you know, along with the oil, I mean, certainly gold can be very much a reason why he's not out of there yet.
Mm-hmm.
Let me point out that the central banks of the world all work together.
Yeah.
Cindy, if you want to understand the central banking system, Professor Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, I believe it's page 324. Basically, Professor Quigley talks about all the central banks of the world get together at secret meetings and plan how they're going to control the governments in the country they exist, and the ultimate plan is a feudalistic system. That's page 324, as I remember, of Tragedy and Hope. Now, there's only five central banks that don't fit in the fraternity. The Sudan, Somalia, I think Cuba, and Libya. There's one other. But those are the only banks that do not interlock with this whole fraternity of central banks, which are controlled by a few very wealthy people who control the finances of the world. But Libya is not among those. So they're an independent central bank. They have their gold. Maybe that's one reason why we're so anxious to destroy that nation and, of course, to seize the country. And we're working very closely with Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda, they're the people who took down our Twin Towers, at least that's what they say. Al-Qaeda, they're the people we're fighting over in Afghanistan, and yet we're working with them in Libya. So what's wrong with this story? Anything else, Herman?
Well, is it possible that some of that gold could, after the war in Libya, be sold and then put back into the markets of the world?
What are your thoughts on that, Melody?
In order to bring the price down or something?
Well, yeah, just to make available more supply.
No. I mean, even if they did, I don't think it'd make that much difference. I mean, China would scoop it up in a... I mean, there's plenty of countries out there that would scoop it up. I mean, everyone... I mean, how many different areas, the IMF, the World Bank, China, they're all talking about a gold-backed currency for trade, you know, an international accepted unit. So I think they want the gold, but even if they did sell it in the market, I don't think it would make that much difference.
No, I think that basically Melody's point is well taken. Many of the countries now are buying gold. Why? Because they want to stabilize their currency. Our leaders don't. They want to destroy our currency and impoverish our people. And that's the difference between China today, which is collecting gold and encouraging their people to have gold, and our government, which is doing everything they can to block our citizens from being able to acquire gold, and certainly are talking about it simply being a relic. Leaders elsewhere want to protect their people and their governments. Our leaders seem to have a desire, an unexplainable desire, to destroy the industrial base of this country and the monetary base of our nation. Okay, anything else,
thank
Herman,
you.
Before we let you go?
No, enjoy the interview. Thank you.
God bless.
Thank
let's
you,
go to,
Herman.
Let's go to Roman, who's calling from Columbus, Ohio. Hi, Roman. Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yes. Good evening. It's a pleasure to talk to you, Doctor. Yeah, I do. Something that Melody Cedarstrom, I hope I'm saying her name the right way, mentioned about the birth certificate. It's like the average individual. I'll give you an example. Like I was at the laundromat a couple of days ago talking to a fellow who, he actually got mad at me. I told him, I says, you know, he doesn't have a birth certificate, meaning Barack Obama. Well, this guy blurts out, and he was actually mad. Yeah. He says, well, wait a minute. He says, Hillary Clinton and her husband, Bill Clinton, if the birth certificate was in question, they would have brought it up, and they would have used it against him when she was running against him for president. And I try to say something like, you're just being shallow. You have no idea what's in those people's minds. And he just quickly cut me off, and he says, end the story. So it's like that, whatever excuse any individual has, when you really start getting down to the full argument, they just can't stand to hear it, or they got their own little pet thing, or, you know, they... So I stand wrong by that guy.
Well, how would you respond to a Roman there, Melody? What are your thoughts about what he said?
Well, you know, Roman, it is amazing. I mean, they're not even open to discussion. They just
speak up a little bit,
which
Melody.
Is what amazes me. But Donald Trump, I guess, was on The View a week ago, whatever, and someone said that Whoopi Goldberg called him a racist because, you know, the only reason that people want his Obama is they're all racist, you know. And to me, I told this person, when they told me this, I said, you know, she's a racist. It doesn't have anything to do about it. But those who always call the race issue, they're more of a racist than those who don't. We just want to see it. What's the big deal? But yet they just totally shut down. They don't want to hear it. And maybe there's a fiber in them that maybe they believe it's true and they just don't want to agree. I have no idea, but it is absolutely amazing.
It's like the backfield is in motion. You know, yeah. They got this other toy out in front, and that's what they play with, and there's all this other stuff in the background that's it's stuck up there in their attic.
Roman, you must understand that when we have a political campaign, it's all political theater. I mean, remember when Hillary first got into the White House? What did she do? She invited Jean Houston to come to the White House to conjure up the spirits of Eleanor Roosevelt and Mohandas Gandhi. Did you hear that mentioned during the campaign?
Not really, but I remember reading that.
I know, but the thing is that these things were not brought out. They did not want to bring any things out. Actually, Hillary was involved in all sorts of dishonest trading. She actually went into the commodity market and made $100,000 in about 30 days playing commodities. But she was playing against Tyson Company. They were on one side of the trade. She was on the other. Tyson always lost so they could funnel money to Hillary, and it was simply a payoff for what her husband was doing. Now, none of these things that we could go down the list of all the disreputable things Hillary did when she was, in the White House, None of them were brought out during the campaign. The campaigns are political theater to give you the idea that you have a choice between two honorable people. The last thing they want you to know is you have a choice between two dishonorable people. Remember, our minds are molded, our taste forms, our ideas suggested by the people who control the media, and they're all part of the Brotherhood of Darkness. Hey, we'll let you go. Anything else you want to say before we let you go?
No, let some other people get on there. There's
all right.
More I can say, but let the other ones.
God bless. Thanks so much. Let's go to Tim, who's calling from Illinois. Hi, Tim. Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Oh, yes, regarding silver. I remember around 1979 or 80 when silver, price of silver was up there, whatever, $42, $48, $50 an ounce, that the Hunt family were involved in some kind of fraud or hoarding silver. Do you remember them people, Dr. Stan?
Yeah, it really wasn't a fraud. They were cornering the silver market,
basically,
but they were trying to make a lot of money on silver. What they were doing was really, of course, nothing different than what J.P. Morgan Chase and H. And Hong Kong, Singapore are doing today. But, of course, the Hunts were not part of the Brotherhood of Darkness, and they were out to get them, and boy, they sure broke them up. Almost bankrupted the family.
Exactly. Skull and bones all the way. Well, thank you very much.
God bless, and thanks
bye-bye.
Very much. Okay,
God bless you.
Bye-bye, and you too. Well, our guest, of course, has been Melody Cederstrom from Discount Gold and Silver. We'll be back here in just a moment to wrap up the program. Melody, you got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. What's interesting about the Hunt brothers, and many people think that the same thing could happen to silver with the drop, but I think things are...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Do you know what happens to a community that fluoridates its drinking water? Well, the incidence of Down syndrome and endocrine dysfunction, heart disease, thyroid disease, hip fracture, mental problems, infertility, cancer, and crime increases. And if you doubt that, why, go to fluoridealert.org, fluoridealert.org, or the website of the scientists who work for the EPA. That's NTEU280.org. That's NTEU280.org. So what can you do to protect yourself? Well, We carry a brick of water. Good. It does a great job. If you have the fluoride filter, specifically taking fluoride out of the drinking water, but you're still going to get a lot of fluoride absorbed through your skin if you shower or bathe. So we have now a total home filtration unit. It's affordable. It does a great job. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
Bye-bye.
Okay, fine. That was Melody Cederstrom. Hope you enjoyed the program. But as we were entering very, very difficult times, we have a couple of talks that we've given on this subject. One's the financial Armageddon. The other is the financial tsunami. And they're both available by calling 1-800-544-8927. The syllabuses that go with those. And we recommend you get that, you understand what is going on today. We have a number of books. We have one called A Meltdown by Thomas Wood, another called Rollback by Thomas Wood. In fact, we even have a Rollback special where you can get our talk on the financial tsunami and two books by Thomas Wood, which gives you an overview of what's going to happen today. But basically, you're witnessing the destruction of the financial structure of our country. Now, Mr. Wood believes, of course, it's being done by ineptitude. I believe it's being done on purpose. I believe these people know exactly what they're doing. And what they want to do is, of course, transfer the wealth of this country to other nations, because it's part of a plan laid out, certainly, in the Earth Charter and in Agenda 21 and in the Global Biodiversity Assessment Report, which you can get the summary of in our Sustainable Development Syllabus. You need to understand that there is a master plan. There are people who run the world from behind the scenes. And, of course, they are energized by spiritual forces, which sounds a little absurd. But I hope you want to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and you want to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. It's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And once you begin to grasp the enormity of what we're up against today, and the power of the forces aligned against freedom, you begin to understand what's happening and what you must do if you hope to survive. Now, I don't know what's going to happen. Certainly, I believe that we're moving into terrible times. I believe we're moving into a period that precedes a terrible Third World War. I think it's only a matter of time. And I hope and pray that I'm wrong, but I do believe that we are reconstituting the Ottoman Empire. We are creating a new world Islamic order. And, of course, combining all the Arab nations under the control of the Muslim Brotherhood, and then we'll bring them into conflict with America today. And what you really don't understand is an organized effort here in America to turn the Christians against the Muslims. Certainly, I don't agree with the Muslim faith. I think that the idea of having enclaves in America where they have Sharia law is entirely wrong. But everything is being done to manipulate us into hatred of the Muslims. And everything is being done in the Muslim countries to get them to hate America, the Christians, and the Jews. Why? Because you can't have a war unless you hate the enemy. And having studied the First World War and how they were able to generate hatred of the Germans during the First World War, then how during the Second World War we were able to generate hatred of the Germans and the Italians and the Japanese, all propaganda techniques, and then I see these same techniques being used today to generate hatred of the Muslims here in America. Do not let them affect you, ladies and gentlemen. We disagree with the Muslim faith, but of course our job as Christians is to win them to our position by love, not by returning hate with hate. Be sure to go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, and note there the site that we have called The Story of Jesus. You'll find it on the banner, the lead page. The Story of Jesus, again, our number 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection. This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you of the views expressed here and not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station listening to. They're my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Stephen Frank, who writes a daily blog, about three of them, actually, for his website dealing with California politics. Hi, Steve. How are you doing?
It's a great day, Dr. Stan. Glad to be with you.
Well, it really is. It's fascinating. And of course, although Steve predominantly writes about California, remember, this is the eighth largest economy in the world. It was the sixth largest economy in the world before Arnold Schwarzenegger got hold of this country and our state and did a pretty a snifty job on it. Now we're the eighth largest economy. But basically, of course, still what's happening in California, it foreshadows what's going to happen over the rest of the nation. So, Steve, what's happening in California?
Well, there's good news and bad news. The good news is that no Republican was willing to transfer $70 billion from families and businesses to Sacramento and to the government. So Jerry Brown is not going to have a special election in June, as hard as he tried. Instead, sometime in June, he is going to cut another $11 billion in monies from the state spending. And that's not real money. But he is going to cut down from 185 days to 170 days the number of school days for California kids, which means there'll be 3 weeks less of school for students next year. And then on July 1st, 2011, he's going to start releasing over 10,000 prisoners from our state prisons into the county jail system. He's only going to pay the counties 40 cents on the dollar. So the counties will not be able to afford to keep these prisoners. They will be then released within months, if not weeks, onto the streets. And as I like to say, I'm glad we still have the Second Amendment. And, of course, you have to remember, when seconds count, the cops are only minutes away. And so we have both Governor Schwarzenegger and Governor Brown to thank for the impending crimes that are going to be committed by these criminals who should be in Folsom and Granite Bay and San Quentin rather than on the street corner around from your house.
why couldn't we get some sort of contract with down there in Mexico and send our patients down there? I'm sure they could take care of them about a third of what they pay to keep them here. Wouldn't that be another good solution?
That would be a great solution, Dr. Stan, but you don't understand. Jerry Brown and Arnold Schwarzenegger don't want these criminals in prison. They want them back on the streets with their loving families in the community. And so if you ship them to a jail in another state, and we have a lot of prisoners now in the state of Michigan, state of Tennessee, state of Texas, state of New Mexico, and some other states. If you did that, they're still in prison. And yes, we save a lot of money by sending our prisoners to other states. And we could save even more sending them to Mexico. But then if you sent them to Mexico, the ACLU would sue you.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess to Steve and Frank, we're talking about the problems here in California. As they're going to start releasing prisoners here, they're going to, of course, start shortening the school year, although I'm not necessarily... considering what they teach our kids in school today, they're not teaching reading and writing and arithmetic. They're teaching them sex and environmentalism and internationalism and intense hatred of America. So maybe it's just as well that they're not spending so much time in schools.
Actually, if they wanted, they could have 185 days of school. They'd have to do three things: allow vouchers, make most, if not all, the school charter schools, and treat the unions as if they were the Rotary Club or the African Violet Society. Nice private organizations that have the right to exist, but they don't run the schools. And if they did those three things, then did the monopolistic unions, you would be able to pay, if you wanted to, 185 days of government schooling.
Well, it's going to be very interesting to see how this thing unfolds now. Governor Brown, is he going to try some other trick to raise additional funds and taxes? What are your thoughts on that? Some people say that maybe the legislature will just ignore the laws and ignore the people, and just the legislature will say, well, after all, we're elected, you know, it doesn't matter how we got elected, but we represent the people. Obviously, we're here, so they must want more taxes. Let's tax them. Could they do that?
Well, actually, legally they can't, but the L.A. Times have two columnists, George Skelton and Steve Lopez, both of whom said the legislature should do it, and if anybody complains, well, then you could just defeat me the next time I'm up, but your taxes are going up. And really what we're talking about here is two things. One, a $70 billion transfer of money from families and businesses to government. Second, the current budget is $86 billion. With the tax increases, the budget in 2015 are going to be $111 billion. In other words, every dime of that transfer of funds from the private sector to government will go to expanding government, spending more money. Not a dime will go to debt or deficit reduction. And so that's the problem that we're facing. Jerry Brown has made it very clear he wants to be the most expansive governor in the state of California since the last time he was governor. And he may be cuddly, and the left calls him crusty.
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Of course, Steve is talking about Governor Brown, who, of course, wants to keep spending and spending. He does not want to change the pension structure. Now, we know in Wisconsin, Ohio, and other states are simply saying, we've got to stop the unions from collective bargaining. In other words, basically, when the unions can collectively bargain with the legislature, and they actually come up with the money to actually get the legislators elected, then, of course, who's going to represent the people? Certainly, the employee is going to demand more money and higher pensions and more health care benefits, and then they're negotiating with the legislators who are elected with funds put up by the unions. So basically, we've got a situation where we have a totally unsustainable pension structure here in California. Furthermore, we have massive debts. In other words, these are our bond issues that people very often have been talked into borrowing money, like we have, we're going to save Superman and a fellow named Fox, Michael Fox, who come up with stem cell research. They passed bonds for $3 billion, but it'll cost us $6 billion before the bonds are paid off with the interest on the subject, and money that will never be of any use because the embryonic stem cell research, which was authorized, doesn't work. Stem cell research is fine, but embryonic stem cell research is not. Superman has died. I don't know what's happened to Michael Fox. We're not going to save either one of them with embryonic stem cell research. $3 billion is systematically being transferred to the people who put up the money to get the initiative onto the ballot so they could make a lot of money. Go right ahead.
Well, that's absolutely true. The man, a guy by the name of Klein, who created that initiative, became the first head of the agency. And so this was just a moneymaker for the guy. They've produced nothing in years. No one in this country who's using embryonic stem cells has produced anything. Adult stem cells have worked. Everyone knows adult stem cells work, but they'd rather put $6 billion, $3 billion in principal, $3 billion in interest, into a failed system because that's what the special interests want. The other issue we should talk about is the so-called drought. As you may know, Governor Schwarzenegger a few years ago signed a piece of paper and created a drought. We do not have a drought. We didn't have a drought. What we did have is the federal government and the state government refusing to allow the use of the water that we did have, and that created the so-called drought, closing hundreds of farms, costing the consumers tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of dollars in increased food costs at the grocery store. And yesterday, Governor Brown, with a pen, declared there's no drought in the state of California. So a governor signs a statement, we have a drought. Another governor signs a statement, we don't have a drought. It made no difference. We didn't have a drought in the first place. But the reason I bring this up is that there's an effort. There was an effort by Governor Schwarzenegger, and the next time we have a statewide ballot, we're going to have somewhere between a $10 and $11 billion ballot measure, which actually is $20 or $22 billion, for more dams and a collection of water. The problem is, the last time we had a $10 billion bond measure, I think it was 2006, passed by and promoted by Arnold Schwarzenegger. They used that money, instead of to build dams and reservoirs, we did get an aquarium in Fresno, and that does have water, and they built motels on Lake Tahoe next to the water. But did you get water or did I? No, the farmers didn't get any water. Not a single drop of new water was created or saved by that $10 billion expenditure. And now they're looking for another $10 or $11 billion to do more slush fund buildings around the state. And so we really need to be careful as voters and as citizens just to say no to government. Government has more than enough money if they wanted to spend it correctly. I did a story. You talked about me doing stuff mostly in California, which is true. But I did a story late this afternoon that the federal government has almost $1 trillion in trust funds that were never spent. So if a government agency is allocated $100 billion and they only spend $80 billion of it, that means 20 are left, and instead of giving it back to the Treasury, they put it in a special fund so it could be used later on by who knows what. And right now, there's almost $1 trillion of these funds roaming around the federal government at a time that we have a $1.6 trillion deficit. There's no excuse for them not returning the money to the Treasury so we can lower the deficit for $1.6 trillion to 600 million. I'm sorry, 600 billion. And so government has plenty of money if they want to spend it honestly, not mismanage it, not give it to the union. We have the money. We don't need new taxes.
Well, you know, these are the things that, of course, are very, very seldom discussed. Now, some of the monies that people talk about, the CAFRs, that basically these are funds that the states and municipalities have. But a lot of these, of course, are basically the funds that are supposed to be in the, invested for pensions or for health care for the retirees. And those are not readily available, but it sounds like these others are just sort of slush funds, aren't they?
Absolutely, and they are readily available on a moment's notice. When I saw the story, I was just shocked that the federal government is doing that. And I will tell you that since then, I have received emails from some of my readers of the California Political News and Views, and they have said that the state of California has a somewhat similar situation, except they have maybe upwards of $8.6 trillion salted away in different funds that have not been used but are gone to for slush funds. So I'm going to start looking into that as well tomorrow. But I've seen this story before about north of $5 trillion in California that's being held back in special funds that could be used.
Well, the difficulty is, of course, that the people, do they think the people in the legislature know what's going on? Have their greasy little fingers in this? Because, you know, we've seen, for instance, with CalPERS, and that is the state, the pension fund for teachers, and basically the people who are running that are simply using it as a piggy bank for themselves. They're certainly funneling the money to their friends for large sums of IO for large payments, and then their friends invest the money, and usually they end up losing it, and that's one reason why CalPERS, of course, had lost so much money during the stock market collapse here a couple of years ago, because so much of the money was misinvested. I think they found a couple of people who were actually taking kickbacks so they could funnel the money to their friends. But whenever you have large sums of money and no accountability, why should we be surprised when people actually will utilize that money to benefit themselves?
Well, of course. And now the CalPERS, which is a state employees plan, they made a determination to base their contribution level on a 7.75% equity return, investment return every year, 7.75%. Their own experts that they paid for said it will be no more than 7.5%. But the difference is that saves the state of California $400 million that it doesn't have to put into CalPERS this coming year, which is money the state didn't have anyway. It would just add to the deficit. But here's the problem. If they don't put in that $400 million, then in the years to come, that money would have multiplied and be able to pay the retirement benefits. Now they're not going to do that. The cities and counties won't be putting in more money, which they couldn't afford anyway. And so they're saved, but they'll still be in deficit, and most will go bankrupt. But at some point, somebody's going to have to pay, and the $525 billion unfunded liability will grow to $700, $800, or $900 billion of unfunded liability because they are not legitimately putting in the money they have to. If CalPERS was a private investment fund, the managers of that fund would be in jail with Bernie Madoff right now because they're running it in such a corrupt manner. And eventually your children and your grandchildren are going to be harmed just terribly by it. And we also know that CalSTRS, which is the teachers' retirement fund, they admit is both $40 billion in unfunded liabilities and is insolvent. And they've already figured out in 31 years or less, there'll be no money whatsoever to pay in pensions to the teachers. And no one seems to care. No one seems to be listening. And the mainstream media is not talking about it. And sadly, the governor in his budget proposal said nothing about pension reform. And if we don't have pension reform 5, 10, 15, 20 years from now, not only will the state have collapsed financially, but the whole underpinning of the state will collapse. And I'm not sure that there's any bailout that would be available by that time.
Well, Chris, the problem is, you know, they keep saying, you know, there's nothing to worry about. We got 10, 20 years. This is what they're saying about Social Security. We won't run out of Social Security, a trust fund until the year 2037. The only trouble is there's no money in the trust fund. Well, sure, there are bonds there, but if they're redeemable by the Treasury that doesn't have any money, it's going to have to go out and borrow the money to actually redeem the bonds there. And where are they going to borrow it from? And this all is a scam. So basically, Social Security is bankrupt. And
gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 3:16 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN. 316-COIN.
Where, of course, people are forced to board, but, join the unions, and then the unions organize and purchase the politicians, and the politicians have spent the state and taxed the state into poverty. Why, of course, the certainly the states are doing poorly economically. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and go right ahead.
Well, there's another issue that faces us politically. It's one that most people aren't going to pay attention to very closely, but it's going to have dramatic effect, just a very dramatic effect on California politics and policy over the next decade. Governor Schwarzenegger helped pass Proposition 11, which formed a commission to do the redistricting rather than having the politicians do it for Assembly and State Senate. In this past election, I can't remember the proposition number, but we passed a proposition to add Congress to that. So now all redistricting in the state from Assembly, State Senate, Congressional, and Board of Equalization is now done by a nonpartisan commission. Now, the commission has already been formed. First thing you need to know about the commission is that they've hired a firm that has been in the, whose members, whose leaders, have been in close contact with and have worked for the Democrat Party in the past and Democrat causes in the past. So this is no longer a nonpartisan operation. This is a Democrat operation. Second, I found out today through some friends who are working the project that the commission is trying to set districts up by ethnicity rather than by the terms of the initiative, which is communities of interest and as consolidated as possible. Lois Capps, who's the congresswoman from the district that covers parts of Ventura County and Santa Barbara County, literally at high tide, her district is not connected. It takes low tide to get her district connected in some parts. That's how gerrymandered her district is. And so that would be ended under this. But now we find out, and more will be coming out in the days ahead, that they are looking toward maximizing districts for ethnic groups, Hispanic, Asian, Black, etc. And so instead of being nonpartisan, instead of being colorblind, as these ballot measures said they're supposed to, the actual commission is more discriminatory than the legislature and is more partisan than the legislature. And we're going to wind up on August 15th, when they must provide the lines for everybody to see, we're going to see a discriminatory, racist, highly partisan redistricting that ACORN and the Democrat Party and the unions will be proud of. We once again have been had by Governor Schwarzenegger.
But, Steve, it sounded so good. I mean, basically what we've had is the gerrymandering, which has not established fair boundaries, and certainly it was all about, you know, allowing the Democrats to control the Senate. Are you suggesting that after all that effort and certainly all the money expenditures, we're going to end up in a worse condition than we were before?
Yes. We will be worse off than we were before because of this process.
Well, is there any way this could be challenged in court? Because obviously this is not the intent of the public.
Well, let me tell you that this is the process. On or about August 15th, the commission must present its findings and its report. It immediately goes to the U.S. Department of Justice for a 60-day review. Then if anybody has any troubles with it, the Department of Justice will then take another 60 days to hear the appeal. By this time,
you're at Thanksgiving, late November. Then, if you don't like what happened, you can sue and hold up the implementation of the plan.
Well, would we be better off with the plan or without it? What do you think?
I think we'd be better off without it, but the problem is we'll only be without it for the 2012 election. By the time we hit 2014, we will have a plan that either the commission or a court will decide on. And at that
point... Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment. This is Dr. Stan, I guess it's Steve Frank. So basically what you're saying is this desire for power certainly overweighs common sense. It overweighs, certainly it outweighs any sense of integrity or logic. It's all about we want the power so we can use it to benefit ourselves. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely, absolutely. This is about power. It's about use of the tax dollars for special interests to gain control of society. This is not about good government. This is not about helping your fellow man. This is about good old-fashioned tyranny, where those who can control the rules can control the game. If you control the game, you win the game. And the game is to make sure there are more poor people so that the special interest Michael Moore types can cry rivers to say there are too many poor people, yet they're the ones who caused it through their policies and their trouble.
Well, of course, Michael Moore's made millions of dollars championing the cause of the poor people. He gives hypocrisy a bad name.
I hadn't thought of that, but you're right. He does give hypocrisy a bad name. And I think that he really needs to look in the mirror and to see what he has turned himself into. He has turned himself into somebody from Michigan that would do better with his philosophy in Cuba than in this country. He's really just a pale imitation of Fidel Castro.
Well, I have to admit, I did enjoy his presentation on George Bush and what happened on 9/11. He did certainly point out that obviously we hadn't been told the truth about that, but some of his other presentations, his anti-gun, capitalism or free enterprise, because I'm against capitalism. I support free enterprise, but what we have, of course, is monopolism. We have monopoly. Monopoly capitalism has nothing to do with a free society. It has everything to do with the imposition of socialism by the wealthy. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest, of course, is Steve Frank. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Steve has been telling us about this wonderful initiative they put through to get away from the gerrymandering by the Democrat-controlled legislature that allowed them to actually to set up the lines of the electoral districts to benefit the socialists. So Arnold Schwarzenegger got the legislation through for an impartial, setting up the electoral districts, and then turned this over to an organization totally subservient to the Democrat Party. Why would Arnold Schwarzenegger have turned over this commission to the Democrats? Supposedly he wanted to get a fair elections.
Well, he didn't turn it over. The way the process was developed was to create
a truly nonpartisan commission. But as it worked out, we thought that, but in fact, it's not that at all. It worked out to be a commission to be controlled by what we call status. People believe that government is more important than people. And there are people literally from MALDEF on it, but you won't find conservatives on it. This is most of the 25% of the members are white, 75% are non-white, in a state that is 50-50. And in fact, I've talked to some people today who are thinking of suing the commission on the basis of being racially discriminating, that they don't have enough white people on it.
Well, we might as well just go ahead and do that and just show the hypocrisy of the whole thing, although the last thing we want is racial divides. We're all in this together. Unfortunately, there are people who put race before country, and it's all about really power, that people want to get power to the blacks and power to the Hispanics and power to the Orientals. We're all Americans. Unfortunately, they don't believe that. It's all about personal aggrandizement. Our guest is Stephen Frank. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Steve, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and get copies of your publication.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Stan. All they have to do is go to capoliticalnews.com, capoliticalnews.com, and click on the subscription icon, and they could just fill out the form, and they will get a newsletter 3 times a day, usually 7 days a week, telling about the stories that they don't see in the mainstream media, with an explanation of what these stories mean, why they are historically important, and sometimes some solutions as what they can do, what I call the better idea. And so they can get that, and I urge them to sign up and also pass it along to their friends. Let folks know that there's stories of importance that the mainstream media won't tell you about.
Well, now, how much is this going to cost them?
Well, if they know me, they could buy me a cup of coffee, but if they don't, it's free.
And that's why that really isn't asked the question, is because, of course, a lot of people are just a little pinched for funds. Now, this is worth, I mean, it's a very valuable asset, wonderful information, and the price is absolutely right. It's free. So suddenly there really people will tell you that there, you know, that there's always a price, you know, there's no free lunch, and you're getting to feast on excellent information for absolutely no cost. Because Steve has been around, I guess he's been around as long as I have, almost, we're talking about almost 50 years, trying to get the people, truth out to people, because we feel freedom is far more important than anything else, and this is why I do what I do, why Stephen does what he does, what certainly Griffin does what he does, and why the other people, certainly Bob Chapman does what he does. We're trying to educate the public.
Well, let me suggest this, Dr. Stan. The publication absolutely is free, but I want people to pay a price for it. And the price I want people to pay for it is not merely to read what I say, but to start writing letters to the editor, call radio talk shows. I want the folks to go out to town halls held by legislators and elected officials. It's not enough to have the information to listen to your show, to listen to me when I'm on your show and your other guests that you have over a period of time. It's not enough to listen and educate yourself. You have to use that education. So if there is a price, it is to use that information, whether it's letter writing, whether it's responding on blogs or going to town hall meetings. You have to become active. You can't hope that your neighbor or your cousin is going to do that for you. You have to take some responsibility as a citizen to make this a better country.
Well, freedom is not free, and men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. And ladies and gentlemen, there is evil at every level of our society today. These people know what they're doing, and those of you who haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it, or if you don't want to put the money out, go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Scroll down to the videos, and then, of course, just scroll down to the first video, and there you'll see me talking for 2 hours on the Brotherhood of Darkness. And actually, the book came from that talk, and all the information you need to know is there. It's a talk we gave, oh, I guess 15 years ago. But truth is just as valid then as it is today. I would think at that time I could remember, certainly with almost no notes, giving the entire talk. I think it was all written on the back of an envelope. I got that great idea to write it out on an envelope, and I think maybe it was a sheet of paper, but there really were no notes at all, just the outline of the talk. But it's well worthwhile, because it has changed the lives of literally thousands of people. Brotherhood of Darkness, we advocate you get it, you watch it, you study it, and then if you doubt it, you can get the book, and you can check the source material to understand what is really going on, who is behind it, and what the ultimate goal is. But it's all about freedom, and if you don't believe in freedom, then don't bother to do anything. You'll have nothing but a life of regret because you didn't have the courage to take a stand. So I agree with Steve. Get the information, put it to use, organize the local Tea Party, run for office, or back people who are running for office, and let's try. Let's try to get people educated and take America back from the wicked and evil people who control it today. Well, Steve, Sydney, what's going to happen here to the economy in our state? Because basically, my understanding with the cap and trade legislation that has been passed, and whether making all these impossible demands, certainly are going to make it very difficult for people with diesel trucks or diesel equipment to utilize it. They're going to have to get new equipment. There's going to be tremendous expenses, going to drive up the cost of energy. What's going to happen with this legislation? Is it, would you call it a cap and trade legislation?
No, it's actually cap and tax. It's a way of transferring funds from successful companies to unsuccessful companies. It's just another tax scheme to redistribute the wealth. And when you do that, you don't create wealth. What you create is you redistribute poverty is what you create. And that's what their goal is. They want to equalize society, not at the highest levels, but at the lowest levels, like countries like Cuba, like China, like other totalitarian states. Everyone has to be at the bottom. They don't want anybody at the top. And that's why those societies are unsuccessful. The productive people leave. They have to, and productive people are leaving California. It's not smart to be here in California. The only reason I stay is my grandchild is here, and my children are here. If I could pick them up and put them in a truck and take them to Texas, I'd be glad to do that, because I have no love for this state anymore, a state that I once loved, because this state hates me. Hates productive people, dislikes people who have free thoughts. They prefer us to be victims rather than success stories. This is not the state that it once was. This is a state in crisis, and California is a state that's in a financial depression and will stay here at least another generation in a financial depression. I'm doing a story tomorrow morning on the California Political News and Views where there are hundreds of thousands of homes here in California that are about to be foreclosed and haven't been, and no one's paying mortgages on them, but the banks can't take them over, because if they did that, then they'd find that the current housing values would just tank in the toilet. And just to give you an idea, since 2008, the value, the equity value of homes in California have gone down $1.7 trillion. And that is equal to the domestic product of the state of California for 1 year. That's how much people have lost their equity. And that's the good news, because in the next 3 to 4 years, it's predicted that the homes are going to lose at least another 25% in value. And that's just a disaster, just a total disaster for the people of California. There is no way to make up that equity. I saw a story yesterday where just to make up that $1.7 trillion in lost equity is going to take between 8 and 10 years. And then in the year 2020, you'll be back. The value of your home will be back to where it was in the year 2008, but you will have lost 12 years of value in your home. That's how bad the economy is in the state of California.
But here's the thing, is, Steve, how much is the dollar going to be worth by 2020? That is the thing. The dollar is progressively losing value. So you may say, well, now my home is worth, you know, $500,000, but that may be two hamburgers and a cup of coffee.
I don't think that's what it will be, because I will tell you, I think I've mentioned on your show before that some people play tennis and others play pasture pool golf. Me, I like to spend my time going grocery shopping. And I will tell you, just as an example, 1 month ago at Vons here in Southern California in Simi Valley, the cost of 2 pounds of grated cheese was $5.99, just 2 months ago. This past weekend, I went in to buy another 2 pounds of grated cheese, and it was $8.99. It had gone up $3 in the last couple of months for just one product. I could give you stories of other products that have gone up similarly. But the cost of foodstuff in the month of January of this year went up 3.4% nationally. In just 1 month, it went up over 3%. That is a dramatic increase, reminding me, and maybe you too, of the Carter inflation years, when we had mortgage rates of up to 21%. And we had inflation in the double digits. Those weren't good years for Americans. They were tough years. And we're about to go into hyperinflation. I've been writing about it for 2 years now, that we're heading into it, and now we're there. We are in hyperinflation in this country.
But, of course, Mr. Bernanke, and he's one of the smartest people in the country, he's the chairman of the Federal Reserve System, he says there is no inflation. In fact, we need more. There's only 1% inflation, and he wants to increase inflation. Is it possible that he doesn't understand what's going on?
Well, here's how he does that. In the inflation counting, they include the price of a car, the price of a mortgage, the price of a home, and several other things of that nature. Now, Dr. Stan, how many times in a year do you buy a car or a home? Maybe not. Maybe never in a year. You may buy a car every 4, 5, 6 years. You probably buy a house every 10, 20, 25 years, but you don't do it every year. So that's what keeps those costs down. The key thing is the cost of energy and the cost of food. In the month of January, the cost of food went up 3.4% in 1 month. Since Obama has become president, just 2 years ago, the price of gasoline has doubled. And remember, not only do you buy gasoline for your car to travel to visit your children, to go to recreation, to go to work, but gasoline is, and diesel prices go into the cost of food, because food is transported. If you decided to buy a couch next week, the cost of that couch includes the cost of gasoline. And so the cost of living has gone up, but the way the government counts it makes it seem low, because they're not accurate in what people actually buy. How many times in a month do you buy a house?
and they consider that as important as you buying a pork chop.
Well, I think obviously figures don't lie, but liars can figure an awful lot of them work for government, and unfortunately, this is the way that it is. Mr. Bernanke understands what's going on. I personally believe he is intentionally destroying the economic base of our nation. That's a terrible thing to say. But there are people who have a different worldview, and of course Mr. Bernanke is simply employed by the financiers. Remember, the Federal Reserve is a privately owned central bank. Who owns it? The major banks. It was established to enrich the bankers, not to give us a stable currency, because if it was supposed to give us a stable currency, why, the dollar's lost 94% of its value since 1913. So basically, the last thing they want is for the American people to understand the Federal Reserve is not federal, it has no reserves, but it is certainly enriching the banking industry, which in my estimation is part of the Brotherhood of Darkness and part of this movement today to transform society. Well, I guess it's been Stephen Frank and sort of we're talking about what's happening here in California. Vitally important information, because as so goes California, so goes the nation. We're having inflation. The government denies we're having inflation. Mr. Bernanke is frankly lying. The media is lying to you, because the media is controlled by the Brotherhood of Darkness. Certainly the major banks are part and parcel, controls the major foundations, even the major unions. Of course, all the union people thinking the union is going to represent them. Absolutely not. Look at the membership list of the Trilateral Commission, and there you'll find the man who heads the AFL-CIO. I wonder what he's doing there. Maybe he's just laughing at you. Steve, you've got 3 minutes to go. Why don't you wrap up the program for us?
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. It's always a pleasure being on your show. I think...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Do you know what happens to a community that fluoridates its drinking water? Well, the incidence of Down syndrome and endocrine dysfunction, heart disease, thyroid disease, hip fracture, mental problems, infertility, cancer, and crime increases. And if you doubt that, why, go to fluoridealert.org, fluoridealert.org, or the website of the scientists who work for the EPA. That's NTEU280.org. That's NTEU280.org. So what can you do to protect yourself? Well, We carry a Berkey Water Good. It does a great job. If you have the fluoride filter, specifically taking fluoride out of the drinking water, but you're still going to get a lot of fluoride absorbed through your skin if you shower or bathe. So we have now a total home filtration unit. It's affordable. It does a great job. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927 to learn about the total home filtration unit. American military, but they can't, because they've got to give you this feeling, well, we're not going to be leading this now, it's going to be NATO. NATO is the United Nations Army, and it's in the United Nations has an army, it has a bank, it has a court, it has a police force, that's Interpol, it has an executive, legislative, and judicial branches, it has a World Health Organization. It all ties together, but the last thing they want you to know, it's all about world government. And right now, of course, we're going to be transferring control of the Libyan operations to NATO. Then we can send our troops in under the United Nations. And, of course, the whole idea is to topple all of the governments over there. And so we can turn them, that whole part of the world, over to the Muslim Brotherhood and bring about the new Islamic world order. You'll be hearing more about it. The reconstitution of the Ottoman Empire, the best enemy money could buy. Well, this is the point in time when I have to remind you that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. So please give us a call, and we hope that you'll join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. We hope you get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, that you get the other information that's readily available from Radio Liberty. You need to have the information. You need to help us get this information out across America. We hope, of course, that you'll if you have any question at all about how the United States financed Adolf Hitler, how American corporations built the Wehrmacht, Hitler's Germany, why you need to get the trilogy of books we have called Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler by Professor Sutton, America's Nazi Secret by John Loftus, who had a security clearance 3 levels above top secret. And lastly, Charles Higham's book, Trading with the Enemy. You see, all during the Second World War, both before and during the Second World War, why American corporations were in Hitler's Germany, building the war materials that was to be used to kill American soldiers at Normandy, to kill American soldiers at the Battle of the Bulge. I've been to Normandy. I've seen the cemeteries there. I've been to Luxembourg and seen the cemeteries there. And when I think of them, I weep. Brave men thinking they were fighting for America without understanding it was all a fraud. We were actually building the weapons. CFR, corporations, General Motors, Ford, AT&T, 100 American corporations, IBM, Exxon, American banks, building the weapons that were to be used to kill our boys. And we're doing exactly the same thing today. We are creating the new Islamic world empire, and so we will be able to justify another war. After all, how can you have a war if you don't have an enemy? If you are a Christian, you're probably getting all sorts of publicity and all sorts of indoctrination on how terrible the Muslims are. That's, of course, to get you ready to go to war with the Muslim world. We are being conditioned about a terrible Muslim religion, and, of course, I don't agree with it at all. And I do know that there are Islamic training, terrorist training camps in America. You need to get my interviews with Paul Williams. They're available. It's from Radio Liberty. Go over on the Internet and look up Dr. Paul Williams. And then of course, remember our number, 1-800-544-8927. Encourage others to listen. The story we're telling is not the traditional one. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, Professor Quigley's Tragedy and Hope. He goes into how suddenly the secret society was encouraging Adolf Hitler. They called it the Cliveden Set, C-L-I-V-D-E-N. then please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is Thursday, March 2011, Wednesday. Thank you so much for joining us today. Wanting to know more, wanting to someone to figure this all out. Kind of hard, isn't it? Doesn't make any sense. Well, into this next segment, I'm going to give you sort of what I think the president really meant, the alleged president, Obama, a.k.a. Barry Satoru, meant yesterday when he gave his speech to the nation. And of course, at the American Defense University, totally protected and insulated by all the people that could not disagree with him or even shrug a shoulder at the time. But I'm going to give you a response. It'll take about 5 minutes, and it's going to be my little, if I were imagining what the president really meant and really is thinking.